因为这首诗歌非常容易。
I thought this was an easy song. Easy hymn.
结果好像是一首不容易的诗歌。
But I found out it's pretty difficult.
我想因为这首诗歌速度比较快。
I think it's because the beat is a little bit faster.
那这个就让我们能够看出Crosby 姊妹的心情。
And this shows us the mood that Sister Crosby had when she wrote the song.
她已经等不及要见她的救主。
She couldn't wait any longer to meet her Savior.
我们都知道这个 Crosby 她六个礼拜出生六个礼拜以后呢她就瞎眼了。
We all know about Sister Crosby that at the age of 6 weeks old, she was blind.
但是神给她很多的恩典所以他一生当中写了8000首的诗歌。
But God has given her much grace that in her lifetime she wrote 8,000 hymns.
他写诗歌是非常非常的快。
She wrote her hymns very fast.
所以明显他有非常明显的恩赐。
And it's apparent that she has such a gift.
有一次有一个人呢就这样子的对他说。
One time someone made this comment to her.
这个人说啊实在是非常可惜的一件事啊。
This person said it is too bad.
为什么神给你这么多的恩赐，但是却不让你能看见
？It's too bad that God has given you such a gift, yet He took your sight away.
这实在不是一个很好的一个话啊。
This was not something very nice to say.
但是这个 Crosby 听了以后呢，他就是这样回答。
But Crosby replied in this way.
他说如果我在出生的时候能够向神有一个请求的话
She said that if I my birth I could have make one request to the Lord
那我那个时候就会向主说让我出生的时候就是瞎的
And she will make the request that I want to be blind by the time I was born
因为如果我出生的时候就是瞎的话有一天我见主面的时候救主就是我头一个所看见的东西
She said because if I were blind at birth then, the moment when I gain my sight back
所以这就是
The Lord Jesus will be the first one I see
这就是我们刚才这首诗歌的题目的来源
This is how the title of this hymn come about
第一羡慕就是救主
It's my Savior first of all
好我们再一起有点祷告
Let's pray together
主我们何等感谢早晨主啊你把我们又召聚到你的面前
Lord how we thank you that you have gathered together this morning
主啊我们也把这首诗歌放在主的面前
Lord we also commit this hymn before you
我们的心是何等的感动因为看见有这样的姊妹她向着主有这样的一个单纯的心
Lord how we are moved by such a simple heart that Sister Crosby have before you
她说第一羡慕就是救主
She said my Savior first of all
但愿今天早晨主借着圣灵也把这个羡慕摆在我们众人的心里
Lord this morning through the Holy Spirit may you place such a desire in our heart
用你自己的话再来呼召我们
Using your own words call us
好叫我们常常的心里面有一个羡慕就是要得那你召我们来要得的奖赏
So that we have such a desire to take hold of what you have taken hold of us for.
主啊，我们需要你的恩典来听这样的话。
Lord, we need your grace to understand such words.
我们也需要你的恩典来说这样的话。
We also need your grace to speak such words.
因为你今天早晨，主啊，用你自己的恩典充满在这个地方。
Lord, may you fill this place with your grace this morning.
好叫我们有力量。能够在主的面前来接受这些话
so that we may gain strength to stand before you and receive your words
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名
we pray in Jesus Christ's name
请我们翻开腓立比书第三章
let's turn to Philippians chapter 3
腓立比书第三章我们从12节开始读
Philippians chapter 3 we'll read from verse 12
我们要从12节一直念到16节
I'm going to read from verse 12 to 16
我要请弟兄姊妹同声来读。
I want everyone to read together.
我希望每一个人都能够出声。
I hope everyone will speak out loud.
不管你的你的声音怎么样，盼望你都能够发出声音来读。
No matter what kind of voice you had, may you all speak out loud.
好，我们一起从十二节。
Let's start at verse 12.
好，来。
Now that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
从上面召我来得的奖赏，所以我们中间凡是完全人，终要存这样的心。若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。我们再读罗马书第八章第二十九节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 29.
我们就从二十八节开始，一直读到二十九节。
We'll read verse 28 and 29.
好，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先地下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。我们再读以弗所书第四章。
We'll read Ephesians chapter 4.
十二节和十三节。
12 and 13.
以弗所书第四章十二、十三节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12 and 13.
好来，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。我们再读提摩太后书第四章第八节。
We read Second Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章第八节。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 8。
好来，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。最后我们读以赛亚书第六章第八节。
We read Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8。
以赛亚书第六章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8。
以赛亚书第六章第八节，我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说我在这里，请差遣我。芬妮 Crosby 这个姊妹，她在一生当中，她写的诗歌里面有很多都是关于将来见主的。
Sister Crosby, in many of her songs, she wrote about meeting the Lord the second time.
另外有首诗歌在我们诗歌里面也有。
And there's another song of hers that's in our hymn book as well.
那首诗歌说有一天呢，那个银链就要断掉。
She said, one day the silver chain will be broken.
Yeah.
And she refers to that the life on this earth will end one day.
今天世上有很多的事情都是不肯定的。
There are many uncertainties in this world.
但是我们知道这件事是确定的。
But we know this one thing is for sure.
就是今天我们在这里坐的每一位弟兄姊妹福音朋友。
That is everyone who sits here, brothers and sisters and gospel friends.
我们在这个地上的年日是有限的。
That our days on this earth is limited.
有一天我们在地上的年日要到了一个终点。
One day we'll come to the end of thy life.
然后那个日子以后呢，我们要去到另外一个地方。
And after that we'll go to another place.
然后我们蒙恩得救的人，我们会见到我们的救主。
And those who are saved will see our Savior.
Crosby 呢，他就常常在等候这一天的来到。
And Sister Crosby often waiting for that day.
他说，在那一天，当他到达彼岸的时候，他能够看见救主的一个笑脸来迎接他。
She said on that day when she reached the other shore, she would see the smiling face of her Savior.
刚才我们读唱的那首诗歌里面的第二节说，他说，当我看见了救主的时候，我的心是如何的震动。
And she, in the second verse of the song that we just sang, she said, on the day when I see her, see his face, how my heart will be shaken.
因为呢，是她心里面久久所羡慕的一件事。
Because it's something that she had desired for a long time.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常需要来思想这一件事，就像Crosby 一样。
We need to keep this thing in mind, just like our sister Crosby did.
因为如果我们不来思想将来要见主的事。
For if we do not consider the fact that we'll see him one day,
我们在地上活着的时候呢，就会比较随便。
Then while we live on this earth, we'll let go of ourselves.
但是如果我们常常把见主这件事情摆在我们的面前的话，
However, if we consider it often that we'll see our Lord one day,
那我们在今天在地上的日子，我们就更加的警醒。
Then we'll restrain ourselves while we are on this earth.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你的心有没有被震动过。
Brother and sister, I don't know if your hearts have ever been shaken.
当我们看到神所造的这个天地万物的时候，
When we see the heaven and earth created by our God,
常常我们的心会被震动。
Often our heart will be shaken.
我记得有一年我在台湾的时候，我到山上去。
I remember one year while I was in Taiwan, I went to the high mountain.
晚上呢五点多钟我们出来。
And at 5 in the morning, we left the hotel.
No hotel.
We left the camp.
Yeah. 然后呢，突然之间就发现了满天都是星星。
And we found out that the sky were covered with stars.
从来没有看过星星像那样子的。
I had never seen stars like that.
每一颗星星都很大很大。
Every stars were so big.
而且每颗星星都很亮很亮。
And they were so bright.
手电筒都不需要用了。
I didn't even need my flashlight.
在那个情况之下，心受到很大的一个震动。
And my heart was touched.
我相信你们也有这样的经验。
I believe you all have such experience.
你记不记得你头一次亲眼看见那个大峡谷的时候？
Remember the first time when you see Grand Canyon?
虽然你在地图上或者在照片上看过很多次。
Even though you have seen it many times on pictures and on photos.
但是当你自己头一次用你自己的眼睛站在那个大峡谷的面前的时候，你的心里面会被震动的。
But when you are standing there by yourself and seeing it with your own eyes for the first time, your heart will be shaken.
如果你到过 Banff 的那个 Lake Louise 的话，
If you've been to Lake Louise in Banff National
Park, 如果你头一次走到那个湖边上的时候，
The first time you walk by the edge of that shore,
你的心也会被震动一下。
Your heart will be touched.
我想很多很多的主所创造的这些自然的情况，
I think in those natural wonders created by our God,
就会让我们心里面受到一个震动。
It touches our heart.
这个不过是让我们稍微能够预尝一下，有一天，当我们来见到我们亲眼见到我们救主的时候，那个震动是如何的大。
But this just gives us a little foretaste of what it's like to see our Lord one day with our own eyes.
那一天我们心里面所要受的震动要远远超过我刚才所说的这一切。
That day the shock that we will receive in our hearts will be much much greater than all that we have described.
但是今天早晨我要让弟兄姊妹思想一个问题。
But this morning I want you to consider one question.
就是当那一天你在那样极大的震动之下，
That in that state of shock that day,
你的心是欢然的见主呢？
Are you joyful?
或者你的心是难了羞惭呢？
Or are you shameful?
如果今天在这个时候，
If today at this very moment,
或者是今天晚上，
Or tonight,
或者是明天早晨，
Or tomorrow morning,
我们离开这个世界的日子就到了。
And that marked the end of the days on this earth.
你就到了那个彼岸。
And you have reached the other shore.
你看见了那个救主。
You have seen your Savior.
你的心里面感到极大的一个震动，是从来没有见过的。
And your heart is so shaken.
你看见他的笑脸。
You have seen his smiling face.
你的心是欢然见主呢。
Is your heart joyful?
就像这 Crosby 姊妹一样。
Like Sister Crosby?
还是你觉得我最好 能够在地上再有一点日子。
Or would you rather wish that you have a little bit more time on this earth?
我想我们很多的弟兄姊妹在这个时候在心里面都在想主啊再给我一点时间呢。
I think many of us will think that, Lord, give me a little bit more time.
我们在这个时候还不能欢然见主。
At this time, I'm still ashamed to see you.
弟兄姊妹，我们能不能够欢然见主？
Brother and sister, can we see him with a joyful heart?
我们在地上的年日有多少，我们都不知道。
We do not know how many days we have left on this earth.
有谁能够知道自己的年日呢？
Who can count his own days?
没有人知道明天是如何。
No one knows what tomorrow is like.
因此，我们常常在主的面前都要预备好。
Therefore, we need to constantly prepare ourselves before the Lord.
尤其今天我们在座很多年轻人觉得这个题目不是跟我讲的。
A lot of the young people here may think that this topic does not apply to me.
我们太年轻了，我们现在还没有想到这个离世见主的日子。
We are too young. We haven't really thought about having to leave this earth and see the Lord.
但是我想对年轻人讲哈，如果我75岁去见主的话
，But I want to say to the young people here, if I see the Lord when I'm 75 years old.
如果我是按照摩西所说的是普普通通的人，我75岁去见主。
If according to Moses, those who are just a regular person meet the Lord at age of 70.
等到我见主的时候，你们每一个人都超过40岁。
By the time I see the Lord at 70, you will all be about 40 years old.
所以这个日子对你们来讲也不太远了。
So this day is not that far away from you.
虽然你自己不觉得。
You may not feel it.
我可以告诉你，当你到40岁以后。
But I can tell you that after you pass age 40,
你就会发现呢，你整个人生呢，好像是突然之间呢，就增加快倍十倍。
You will find out that your life.Accelerate 10 times.
在你40岁以前呢，一年呢，是你40岁以后一年的十倍那么长。
Before age 40, each year is 10 times as long as each year after your age 40.
因此，如果我75岁见主，
So if I see him at age 75,
到我见主那个以后呢，
And the day after I see the Lord,
你们都已经40岁以上了。
You will be at least 40 years old.
如果你们也能够活75岁，
If you can also live 75 years,
你们最多就只有35年。
Then you have 35 years left.
那个35年呢，就像你现在的3.5年那样长。
And your 35 years at that time will only equal to 3.5 years right now.
所以你不好好的预备见主的话，
So if you do not prepare yourself,
你等到我见主以后你再来预备的话，
If you only start preparing after I have met my Lord,
你大概就只有3.5年的时间了。
Then it's like you only have 3.5 years, 3.5 years.
如果你现在好好的来预备见主，
However, if you prepare yourself,
你从你现在到40岁呢，还有一段蛮宝贵的时间。
There's a precious time left between now and when you turn 40.
我们可以好好的预备，我们来见主。
You can prepare yourself to meet the Lord.
所以今天我希望年轻人呢，也能够注意来听这个信息。
So today, I hope that the young people will also pay attention to this topic.
我们怎么样来预备？来见我们的主。
How do we prepare ourselves to meet the Lord?
我想最好的就是腓立比书第三章。
I think Philippians chapter 3 is the best.
因为腓立比是保罗在监狱里面所写的书信。
For Philippians was written when Paul was in jail.
因为保罗已经走到人生的尽头。
Paul has come to the end of his life.
他已经在预备要怎么样见主。
He has prepared himself to meet the Lord.
因此他也 写了这些书信告诉腓立比的弟兄姊妹他们要怎么样预备来见主。
Therefore, he wrote this letter to teach the brothers at Philippians how to prepare themselves to meet the Lord.
第三章里面呢，这个最重要的那个经节就是从12节到14节。
And in chapter 3, the most important verses are from 12 to 16.
这在三节圣经里面，保罗就告诉这个弟兄姊妹，也告诉我们，我们在地上怎么样来预备见我们的主。
That in three verses, he tells us how do we prepare ourselves to meet the Lord one day.
我们简单的来看。
Let's look at this.
有两点。
There are two important points.
我们要两件事，我们要来预备见我们的神。
There are two things we need to prepare.
第一件事，我们就要设定我们的标杆。
One is to have a goal.
我们要知道我们的标杆在哪里。
We need to know where our goal is.
第二件事，就是要竭力要向着标杆直跑。
And the second thing is to press on toward that goal.
这就是我们在地上当怎么样预备建筑。
This is how we prepare ourselves.
第一，我们要有一个标杆。
First, we need to have a goal.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上没有标杆，我们就不知道该怎么样来奔跑。
Brother and sister, if we do not have a goal in this world, then we don't know how to run the race.
那我们有了标杆以后，我们就要竭力的来追求。
And once we have that goal, we need to press on toward that goal.
因此，我们就早晨我们先来讲什么是我们的标杆。
So let's talk about what is our goal.
然后我们就来讲我们应该怎么样的竭力的追求。
Then we'll talk about how do we press on toward that goal.
这个标杆呢，要讲这个标杆这一段呢是非常难讲的。
It is really hard to describe what this goal is.
每次我在想到这方面的题目呢，我自己都有点犹豫。
And every time I hesitate to talk about this.
因为我觉得这个题目太大了，这个题目太难讲了。
Because I think this is such a great topic and it's a difficult one.
我觉得我也没有资格来讲这个事。
And I feel I'm not qualified to talk about
this. 所以我每次要讲这些事情的时候呢，我是非常的犹豫的。
Therefore, each time I hesitate to touch this topic.
因为这个不好讲也不好听。
For this is hard to speak of, this is hard to listen.
需要主的恩典。
That's why we need Lord's grace.
这什么是这个标杆呢？
What is our goal?
这个标杆在腓立比书里面，他告诉我们，这个标杆是一个奖赏。
In Philippians, they talk about this goal being a prize.
然后在提摩太后书里面呢，又告诉我们，这个奖赏就是冠冕。
And in 2 Timothy, it says this goal is a crown.
所以我们从这个标杆呢，就到这个奖赏。那从这个奖赏呢，就到这个冠冕。
Therefore, we have progression from the goal to a prize to a crown.
当我们讲到这些事的时候呢，是非常难讲的。
It's very hard to describe what they are.
因为我们心里面常常有一个思想。
For we often have this preconception.
有人这样问过我。
Someone had asked me this.
也不是问，有人这样跟我交通啊。
Well, actually, it was someone who fellowship with me.
他说我将来到了天国以后啊。
He said, one day when I reach heaven.
天国有没有看门的人？
Is there a door, a gatekeeper in heaven?
如果天国有看门的人的话，将来我到天国，我就看门就好了。
If there's a position for gatekeeper, I just want to be a gatekeeper in heaven.
他说我在地上也没有什么雄心大志。
He said, I don't have much ambition on this earth.
我说我将来到天上了，我也没有什么雄心大志。
So one day when I reach heaven, I don't have that much ambition there either.
所以在天国要是有看门的，那我就做一个看门的人就行了。
If there's a post for a gatekeeper, I just want to be a gatekeeper.
我也不需要什么冠冕。
I don't need a crown.
我也不需要什么奖赏。
I don't need a prize.
他说这样可以不可以啊？
Is that okay?
弟兄姊妹，不知道今天我们当中有没有弟兄姊妹也是这样想的。
Brother and sister, I don't know if any one of us think the same way.
我不要那么辛苦了。
So I don't need to strive so hard.
什么竭力追求啊？
I don't need to press on forward.
我不过在天国里面就要挤到那个门里面就可以了。
One day in heaven, I just need to squeeze through that gate, and that will be okay.
只要能够逃离那个勇士的那个火湖，能够挤到那个天国的门边。不管做什么都可以的。
As long as I don't have to go into the lake of eternal fire, as long as I just touch the gate of heaven,
我就做那个看门的人就可不可以？
I just want to be a gatekeeper up there.
弟兄姊妹，今天当中如果有弟兄姊妹想做看门的，
Brother and sister, if you just want to be a gatekeeper,
那你在今天在地上就要学习做看门的。
Then today on this earth, you need to learn to be a gatekeeper.
哦，你以为在天上看门那么容易吗？
You think it's easy to keep the gate of heaven?
你在地上都不会看门，你到天上会看门呐。
If you can't keep the gate on earth, how can you keep the gate of heaven?
如果你在地上要学习看门的话，
If you learn how to keep the gate on earth,
礼拜三晚上我们有一个学习看门的聚会啊。
Then Wednesday night, we have a meeting to learn how to keep God.
每一个礼拜天晚上，我们在教会里面都有一班弟兄姊妹，人数不多啊。
And every Wednesday night, there's a small group of brothers and sisters.
我们在学习看门。
That we all learn together how to keep the gate.
为着神的将来看门做守望者。
Is to keep the gate for God's household.
如果你真的有心要将来在天国看门的话，
If you really want to be a gatekeeper in heaven,
你现在在地上的时候为什么不来学一学呢？
Then how come you don't come on Wednesday night and learn this lesson?
如果你现在都不来学看门的话，将来在天上还能看门吗？
If you can't keep the gate of earth, then how can you keep the gate of heaven?
弟兄姊妹，在天国里面没有一件事情是不重要的。
brother and sister, there's not a one unimportant thing in heaven.
在天国里面，没有一个事情是没有冠冕的。
There's nothing in heaven that does not have a crown.
如果我们心里面有那样的一个思想，对吧？那个思想实在是错的一个思想。
It's why it's such a preconception that it was wrong.
那个思想是叫神担忧的一个思想。
It is a thought that will worry our Lord.
那个思想事实上是神难过的一个思想。
It's the one that worries him.
弟兄姊妹，你愿意让神为你担忧吗？
Do you want our Lord to grieve for you?
如果你不愿意的话,
if you are not willing to do so,
你要丢弃那样的一个思想,
then you need to forsake such thoughts.
冠冕不是一个地位,
crown is not a position.
如果冠冕是一个地位, 我们说我们不要那个地位。
If crown is a position, then we can forsake that position.
冠冕是一个记号,
crown is a mark,
a sign.
A sign.
是什么记号呢?
What sign? What kind of sign is it?
就代表神的旨意完全的成就在你的身上。
It's a sign that says God's will has been accomplished in your life.
弟兄姊妹，那你要不要这个冠冕?
Brother and sister, do you want such a crown?
如果你不要这个冠冕的话,
if you do not desire such a crown,
你就是说我不要神的旨意成就在我的身上。
Then it's as if you're saying, I don't want the Lord's will to be accomplished in my life.
这让神的心何等的难过啊。
How you will grieve for the Lord's heart.
我不愿意让神的旨意成就在我的身上。
I don't want the Lord's will to be accomplished in my life.
这冠冕是神造我们来的目的。
Crown is the purpose for God has created us.
神为什么来选召我们？
Why did God call us?
神乃是愿意我们得到这个冠冕。
He wants us to gain that crown.
神乃是愿意他的旨意成就在我们的身上。
He wants his will to be done in our life.
如果你不要这个冠冕，
If you do not want such a crown,
你就是说主啊，我不愿意来达到你召我的目的。
And you say, Lord, I don't want you to accomplish that purpose with which you have called me.
弟兄姊妹，你要不要这个冠冕？
Brother and sister, do you want such a crown?
你还是愿意拒绝这个冠冕吗？
Do you still want to refuse that crown?
要记得那是一个记号。
You got to remember it's a sign.
那是神呼召我们的一个目的。
It's a purpose the Lord had called us for.
如果我们拒绝这个冠冕的话，
If we refuse such a crown,
我们是让神何等的忧伤。
Then we'll much grieve his heart.
如果我们愿意来接受这个冠冕，
If you want to receive such a crown,
我们就要知道神在我身上的旨意是什么。
That we need to know about His will in our lives.
如果你不知道那个旨意是什么，
If you are not familiar with His will,
你怎么样能够来得到这个冠冕？
Then how can we attain such a crown?
所以要知道神的旨意是非常非常重要的一件事。
Therefore, it's an important matter to know of His will.
在我们蒙恩得救以后，
That after we are saved,
就没有一件事比这件事情更重要了。
There's no other more important thing than this.
就是我们要知道什么是神的旨意。
That we need to know His will.
我们常常以为神的旨意就是我今天应该做这个还是做那个。
Often we think that God's will is to tell me to do this today and to do that tomorrow.
我今天应该到这个公司上班还是那个公司上班。
That His will direct me to work in this company versus the other one.
但是我们今天所讲的四个神的旨意还不单单是这些东西。
But today we want to talk about God's will that's above all this.
这个神的旨意是在神在永世以前就已经定下的。
This is the will that God had predestined before the world was created.
他还没有创造我们的时候，这个旨意在他心里面已经定下了。
Before He created us, He already had this will in His heart.
而这个旨意在永世的里面是要永远都要成就的。
And this will be accomplished in eternity.
所以这个旨意我们又给他一个名字，叫神永远的旨意。
Therefore, we also call this God's eternal will.
我们可以把这个旨意分成两部分，为着简单容易讲，我们把这个旨意分成两个部分。
To simplify this topic, we'll divide God's will into two parts.
同一个部分呢，我们可以说这个部分呢叫做神的奥秘。
One part is the mystery of God.
第二个部分呢叫基督的奥秘。
And the second part refers to the mystery of Christ.
所以这两个奥秘呢，就是神永远的旨意。
And putting the two mysteries together, it's God's eternal will.
在从前呢，这个旨意呢是隐藏的。
Before this mystery was hidden,
没有人知道的。
No one knew of it.
但是呢，今天呢，这个奥秘已经向我们敞开了。
So this mystery has already been revealed to us.
这实在是我们极大的一个恩典。
This is indeed a grace.
这两个奥秘呢都有一个钥匙的。
There's a key to both of the mysteries.
这个有这个钥匙呢就能够把这个奥秘解开的。
Once we get hold of that key, we can understand.
这头一个奥秘讲到是神的奥秘。
The first mystery is the mystery of God.
那这个奥秘有一个钥匙能够解开。
And there's one key to it.
而这个钥匙呢就是基督。
And this key is Christ.
所以呢神的奥秘呢就是基督。
Therefore, the mystery of God is Christ.
这就是哥罗西书的这个题目。
That's in Colossians.
整本哥罗西书就告诉我们说，神的奥秘就是基督。
The whole book of Colossians refers to the mystery of God is within Christ.
那这个奥秘跟我有什么关系呢？
How is that mystery have anything to do with
me? 罗马书第八章二十九节就告诉我们了。
Romans 8:29 tells us.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
It says, God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son.
所以神的这个意思呢，就是要我们能够像他的儿子基督。
Therefore, he predestined us to be conformed to the likeness of his son.
神要让我们这些人有他儿子的那个性情和样式。
He wants the people like us, to conform to the likeness of his son.
这是神永远的旨意。
This is God's eternal will.
这是第一部分。
This is the first part.
第二部分呢，叫基督的奥秘。
And the second part refers to the mystery of Christ.
基督的奥秘也有一把钥匙的。
And there's also a key to the mystery of Christ.
这个钥匙呢，就是教会。
And that is church.
所以基督的奥秘就是教会。
And therefore that a mystery of Christ is within church.
那这就是整本以弗所书的一个内容啊。
And that's what Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, talks
about. 就讲到教会如何是基督的奥秘。
It talks about how the church is key to the mystery of Christ.
那怎么样能够与我们发生关系呢？
How does this have anything to do with us?
以弗所书告诉我们，
Ephesians tells us,
要成全圣徒，要各尽其职，来建立基督的身体。
It says, we'll prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ can be built up.
直到有一天，基督的身量呢，能够长成了。
So until one day we can attain the full measure of Christ.
这所有教会的这个肢体呢，他们里面有基督的身量，这个身量长成的时候，那个时候教会的建造就完成了。
So when all the members within the church have become mature, then at that time the fullness of Christ will be attained.
而当这个基督教会长成的时候呢，那个国度就能够带来了。
And when the church has attained the full measure of Christ's fullness, then the kingdom will come.
那就是神永远的旨意。
And this is God's eternal will.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常不容易讲的。
This is very difficult to speak of.
因为这也是非常不容易听的。
For this is also hard to understand.
我记得在1980年的时候。
I remember in 1980.
那个时候我在休斯顿大学读书。
I was a student at University of Houston.
有一天呢，我们请了一个年长的弟兄来跟我们交通。
One day we asked elderly brothers to come and share with us.
所以那天呢，那个聚会呢，我到现在都非常的清楚。
So I still remember that day.
我记得那天我们怎么坐的。
I remember how we were seated that day.
我也记得我那天坐在哪里。
I remember where I was sitting.
我也记得那个讲的弟兄坐在哪里。
I remember where that brother was sitting.
我清楚记得他里面那个讲到的时候，他的一言一笑，我今天都记得。
I remember every little gestures and smiles on his face.
那天呢，
when he was talking.
是我头一次听到神永远的旨意。
That was the first time I ever heard God's eternal will.
从来没有听过的。
I never heard of that before.
虽然那个圣经我都知道。
Even though I knew all of those verses.
但是我从来没有听过说神永远的旨意是什么。
But I never heard concerning God's eternal will.
所以那天呢，我坐在那里的时候呢，心里面就非常的喜乐。
So that day when I was sitting there, I was full of joy.
原来神在我身上有这么一个旨意的。
So God has such a great will on my life.
像我这样的一个人。
Insignificant as I am.
怎么会神要把他的儿子的那个形象要照在我的里面。
But God wants to conform the likeness of his son in me.
是不可思议的一件事。
It's unbelievable.
但这是他的旨意。
But that is his will.
这是必定要成就的。
It will be accomplished.
我又听到神要把我们都建造在这一起。
Then I heard that God wants us to be built together.
要成为基督的身体。
To become Christ's body.
然后这个身体要长成那个基督的身量。
And his body will attain the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
而这个要影响神永远的国度。
And this will bring the eternal kingdom of God.
我觉得这个不是我所能承受的。
I didn't think this was something I can do it.
但是这却是神永远的心意。
But this is his will.
弟兄姊妹，对我来讲，那个聚会太重要。
Brother and sister, that meeting was important to me.
因为我知道原来神有这一个永远的心意。
For now I discover God has such an eternal will.
对我有下面几个影响。
it influenced my life in such ways.
同一个对我的影响就是我从此以后就知道万事呢其实是互相效力的。
From that day on, first of all, I knew that all things work together.
在宇宙当中呢，只有一个旨意，就是神的旨意。
That in whole universe, there's only one will, and that's God's will.
其他的事都是附带的。
All the other things are periphery.
其他的事情都是神兴起来，要为着他这个旨意而去的。
All the other things were raised up by God to accomplish that one single will.
因此，我不需要来追求其他的旨意了。
Therefore, I do not have to pursue after other will.
我也不需要来常常来为其他的这些事情来挣扎了。
Nor do I have to struggle the battle of this periphery thing.
因为全宇宙里面只有一个旨意。
For in the whole universe, there's only one will.
这一个旨意是永远算数的。
There's only one will that counts.
就是神永远的旨意。
And that's God's will.
所以神要兴起万事来互相的效力。
Therefore, God calls all things to work together.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For the good of those who love him.
所以今天我只要把我自己摆在神永远旨意的当中。
And therefore, today I can place myself in his eternal
will. 那万事都要对我效力。
Then all things will work for me.
我不需要为自己的事情再来担忧了。
No longer I have to worry about my own thing.
无论发生什么事情在我的身上。
No matter what happens in my life.
无论是好事或者坏事。
Whether it's good or bad.
我都知道这是神要借着这个事把基督的性情做在我的里面。
I know through all the things God wants to conform the likeness of His Son in me.
因为只有这一件事是重要的。
For this is the only thing that's important.
到永世里面，只有这件事情是有价值的。
In eternity, this is the only thing that counts.
因此，对发生的这些事情不再能够来烦扰我了。
So all the things that happen in my life, do not bother me.
我只要注重的就是我在不在神永远旨意的当中。
The only thing I need to be aware of is if I am in the God's will.
这是在很大的一个释放。
It's a great relief.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不是把自己摆在神永远旨意的里面，
brother sister, if we do not place ourselves in God's eternal will,
我们一生当中就要在烦恼这个事还是那个事。
Then your whole life will worry about this. Will worry
我们一生当中就是劳苦愁烦。
In your whole life will labor and will suffer.
你所担心的事都是一些不重要的事情。
All the things you worry are unimportant things.
也跟神旨意没有关联的事。
Worry about things that have nothing to do with God.
就让我们这一生的时光都浪费掉了。
And it spends all the days of our life.
所以那是对我的头一个极大的一个影响。
That was that was one big influence in my life.
就是只要把自己摆在神的旨意当中就可以了。
And that's to remind me that I just need to place myself in God's will.
第二个影响。
And the second thing,
我开始了解圣经上的一句话。
I came to understanding of one verse in the Bible.
就是在大卫所说，他说：“我为你的殿心里焦急。”
It's David. David said, "I have such a zeal for your house."
我从前不明白这句话。
I did not understand that verse before.
我从前只知道为自己的事着急。
Before I only know to be zealous for my own thing.
我所有着急的事都是我自己的事。
And when I become worrisome, I worry about my own thing.
我自己的事解决了，我就不着急了。
When I solve my own problems, then
我自己的事没有解决，我就着急了。
When I cannot solve my problems, then I become worrisome again.
但是知道神永远的旨意以后
，But after I have known His eternal will,
有时候应该开始有一点点着急啊。
Then I start to become a little bit worried.
那远远赶不上大卫了。
I can never catch up where David was.
但是自己稍微有一点明白。
But have a little bit of understanding.
也那么有一点点的那个着急在里面。
To have a little bit of that zeal.
我就开始明白弟兄们的侍奉。
Then I start to understand the ministry of other brothers.
The services.
The services.
那个时候我们在做学生的时候。
At the time I was a student.
我们是没有车子的。
We did not have cars.
那在休斯顿没有车子怎么过活呢？
How can you pass a single day in Houston without a car?
所以那个时候就有弟兄每个礼拜来呢，带我们去买菜。
So at the time, there was one brother who would take us to go grocery shopping every week.
带我们这些人买菜是很难的。
It was hard for us to buy groceries.
因为我们要比价钱的。
But we had to comparison shopping.
我们买东西买的不多，花的时间很长。
We couldn't buy much, but we spent a lot of time.
我们还要算算从美金算新台币算什么的。
We even had to calculate from the American dollar to the Taiwanese dollar.
但是呢，弟兄们就陪着我们每个礼拜去买东西。
But our brother was patient with us, and he took time with us every single week.
我从前觉得这是弟兄姊妹的爱心啊。
At that time, I thought it was the love between brothers and sisters.
就觉得这就是爱心。
And I thought that was love.
但是后来我觉得其实不是单单是爱心。
Then I found out it's not only a brotherly love.
那是他们把自己摆在神的旨意的当中。
But they have placed themselves in God's will.
他们把自己摆上去了。
They had offered themselves.
他们不是在这里想说我要怎么样来表现我的爱心。
They did not consider, well, how do I show my love?
弟兄姊妹，我们的爱心何等的有限。
Brothers and sisters, our love is limited.
我们的爱心用不了多久就用完了。
Our patience.Exhaust easily.
但是有一班弟兄们，他们看见了神永远的旨意，他们就把自己摆在这个神旨意的当中。
But only when you see God's eternal will and you have placed yourself in that will.
为着建造圣徒们。
For the sake of building up other saints.
他们把自己摆上去。
They offer themselves.
所以我就了解什么叫侍奉。
And at that time, understand what is service.
所以里面呢有一点羡慕说，所以我愿意摆上一点。
I had such a desire in my heart that, Lord, I want to offer myself.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在教会，我们很多人都侍奉。
Brother and sister, there are many services in this church.
你是用什么态度来侍奉神
？How do you serve God?
是因为弟兄姊妹请你，不好意思，我也做一点。
It is because other people ask you, and you're too embarrassed to refuse.
你不能老是享受别人的服侍，我应当做一点，尽我的义务。
It's my obligations, and you know, I can't just being served all the time by others.
还是你说这是神永远的旨意
？Or do you say to yourself, "This is God's eternal will"?
我愿意把自己摆上去。
I'm willing to offer myself.
这会完全改变你服事的态度。
This will change your attitude completely.
你会成为在服事上，你会变成一个不同的人。
You will become a different person when you serve.
这是对我的第二个影响。
That was the second big influence from that that meeting.
还有第三个影响。
And thirdly.
从我认识神永远的旨意以后
After I have known his eternal will
我就觉得自己太贫穷了
I see how poor I am
我从前觉得自己还可以的
Before I thought I was okay
我比上不足呢比下有余啊
I may not be as good as those who are better than me But I'm better than others
比不了那些负责的弟兄们呢但是比起很多弟兄姊妹还是不错了
I'm not as good as those leading brothers and sistersBut I'm better than some other brothers.
圣经呢，知识上呢，也不比人家差的。
My knowledge of the Bible was okay.
那是因为我不认识神永远的旨意。
And that was before I knew God's eternal will.
当我认识神永远旨意以后
，But after I have known His eternal will,
我就发现我很贫穷。
I see how poor I am.
因为神是要让我像他的儿子耶稣基督。
For God wants me to be conformed to the likeness.
神是要把我磨成他儿子的这个样子。
He wants to mold me into the likeness of His Son.
那我看看自己很不像。
I look at myself. I don't like him. I'm not like him at all.
那这里面呢，就感觉有另外一种着急了。
And there was another worry in my heart.
因为觉得自己太贫穷了。
Because I see how poor I am.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是一个。是耶稣的恩典了。
For sister, this is only from His grace.
这就是对我的三个影响。
That's how it influenced my life.
第一个，我就觉得万事都互相效力。我只要把自己摆在神的旨意当中，我不需要为这些事情愁烦。
First, I see that all things work together. That if I place myself in God's eternal will, then I don't have to worry about other things.
第二呢，我就觉得稍微能够明白一些什么叫做教会的侍奉，也能够稍微能够体会。什么叫做为神的殿教职
？And secondly, give me a little bit understanding of what is to have zeal for God's house and what is to serve the Lord.
里面开始有一个真实的一个心愿要来侍奉神。
Give me a true willingness to serve the Lord.
第三，就觉得自己太贫穷。
And thirdly, open my eye to my own poorness.
怎么办
？My own poverty. What do I do?
就讲到第二点，我们要向着这个标杆，要竭力的追求。
And here it talks about the second part is to press on toward that goal.
因为我们的贫穷
Because we are poverty.
所以我们是要竭力的追求
We need to press on toward that goal.
或者可以得着基督，所以得着我的
So that we may take hold of those for which Christ had get hold of me.
把这个当作自己的一件事
Take this seriously.
然后就向着标杆直跑
And press on toward that goal.
什么叫竭力呢？
What is to press on?
我想我们听到这个的话，我们不见得知道这是什么意思。什么叫做竭力呢？
When we see this phrase, we may not truly understand what does it mean to press on.
所以我们需要从圣经主给我们的这个话语和例子来了解什么叫做竭力。
So let's look at God's words and some of the example God has said before us.
我从圣经的三个故事来看什么叫做竭力。
There are three stories I found.That teach us what is to press on toward that goal.
头一个例子呢，是那个寡妇在圣殿的奉献。
The first example was the widow who offered herself, who offered the money in the temple.
有一个很有钱的人在圣殿里面奉献了很多很多的钱。
There was a rich ruler who offered much in God's temple.
然后呢，又一个寡妇过来了。
And then comes a widow.
那个寡妇只有两个小钱。
The widow has only two little coins.
所以那个寡妇就把两个小钱摆进去了。
And she put what she had in there.
他们两个人哪一个人是竭力的？
Which one of those are pressing on?
那个主就说了，这个寡妇呢是尽她所能的。
And the Lord Jesus commented on that this widow has given all she had.
所以在神的眼光里面呢，这个寡妇呢她是竭力了。
So in God's eyes, this woman had pressed on.
而在这个妇人的那个奉献里面呢，她并没有竭力。
But in this rich ruler, he had not pressed on.
所以竭力呢，不是看我们所做的事有多少。
So pressing on is not how much we have done.
当我们人来衡量一个人的时候，我们只能从外面他所做的事来看他。
When man measures a man, we see what they do outside.
我们说这个弟兄做了这么多，那个姊妹做了这么多。
We say this brother has done much and that sister has done very much.
神从来不从我们外面所做的事来衡量我们。
However, God does not measure us according to what we do.
神看我们心里面有没有尽力。
He sees our heart as we press on in our heart.
今天就是我们为神做了很多。
Today, even if we have done much,
但是我们没有尽力的话，
but we did not press on within,
我们仍然不是竭力的追求。
Then we have not pressed on toward that goal.
今天如果主给你的环境，所以你每天只有十分钟。
If God had measured to you such an environment that you only have 10 minutes of free time each day,
你每天就只有十分钟的自由时间。
That each day you only have 10 minutes of free time.
你把那个十分钟的时间来归给主。
But you offer that 10 minutes to the Lord.
你是竭力了。
You have pressed on.
但是今天如果你有四个小时的时间。
However, if you have 4 hours today.
你只用了半个小时给神。
But you only use half hour for the Lord.
你用了三个半小时做其他的事。
But you use 3.5 hours to do other things.
你没有竭力。
Then you did not press on.
虽然你花的时间比那个十分钟的人多很多。
Even though your half hour is more than 10 minutes.
但是你没有竭力。
But you did not press
on. 你没有尽你所能的。
You did not do all that you can.
在第二个事情就是波大尼的玛利亚。
And the second example, is, Mary in Bethany.
玛利亚奉献的是很多的。
She had offered very much.
那个价值在当时是30两银子。
At the time, three pieces of silver.
30两比那个两个小钱多很多很多。
30 pieces of silver is a lot more than that, 2 small coins.
但是在耶稣的眼光里面，这三十两和那两个小钱是一样的。
But in Jesus' eyes, that 30 pieces of silver and that 2 little coins.
因为他们都是尽他们所能的。
But they are, because they all have done what they could.
所以神是非常的公平的。
God is truly righteous.
他不从外面来要求我们。
He did not ask us from the outside.
他从我们的心里面来要求我们。
But from within, he looked at our heart.
如果神要求那个寡妇三十两的话，那寡妇就做不到。
If he had requested that widow to give 30 pieces of silver, then she couldn't afford it.
但是神是要求她竭力。
But he only asked her to do what she could.
所以在神的这个要求里面，我们没有一个人能够有推辞的。
So there's no excuse.When God comes to us.
因为神只是要我们在我们的光景的里面来尽力就是了。
For God only wants us to do what we could.
神没有要我们按照另外一个弟兄的标准来尽力。
He did not measure us according to some other people.
神只要我们按照我们的标准、我们的环境、我们的力量来尽力。
But according to our own environment, our own strength, He wants us to do what we could.
就像那个仆人，一个仆人有5000，一个仆人有2000，一个仆人有1000。
Just like the parable, when one servant had 5,000 silver, one has 3,000, one has 1,000.
主如果给我们有5000的恩典，我们就要按照那个5000的那个力量来尽力。
If he has given us 5,000 pieces of silver, then according to that amount, we will do the best we can.
如果主给我们1000，我们就要按照那1000的。那个分量来尽力。
If he has given us 1,000 silver, and that's what we should do according to that 1,000.
弟兄姊妹，我常常感觉
，Brother sister，
有很多5000的。
There are many with 5,000.
他拿1000出来侍奉。
They offer 1,000.
主实在给我们像5000一样。
Brother sister, the Lord has given us all 5,000 pieces.
但是我们有1000的在用1000的那个力量。来侍奉他。
But we're only serving with 1,000 silver.
这个就不叫做竭力。
This is not to press on.
在这件事情上呢，主也给我一些教导。
The Lord had taught me about regard this matter as well.
有一次有一个有一个姊妹叫我替她写一封信。
One time there was a sister who asked me to write a letter for her.
我们都知道那个那个写信呢，在是一件很难的事情。
You all know it's difficult to write letters.
特别是不常写信的人。
Especially for the ones who don't write letters often.
我答应她要替她写这封信。
So I said, okay, I'll write this letter for you.
然后那我就开始写，我就开始写，写了大概一段。
And I start writing and I wrote one paragraph.
突然里面就有一个感动啊。
And there was a voice in my heart.
这感动就说你尽了你所能的在写吗？
And it asked me, have you done all you could to write this paragraph?
我里面好像吓一跳。
And I was alarmed inside.
因为我没有尽我的能力在写。
For I did not do the best I could.
我说好，主，我尽我的能力写。
So I told the Lord, yes, I will do my best.
全部擦掉，重新开始写。
So I deleted the whole paragraph. I started over.
我就说这次呢，我要用我。我所有的能力来写这封信。
So this time I'm going to use all my ability to write this letter.
好，我就用我力量来写这封信。
And I wrote this letter.
用我所最最最好的写下去。
With my best of ability, I wrote this letter.
我把这个事情写完以后，我把它寄出去了。
And I finished writing it. I sent this letter out.
就在我把这个东西寄出去的时候。
And as I was mailing this letter,
我心里面有非常大的一个喜乐。
I had such a joy in my heart.
很奇妙。
It was truly wonderful.
我发现这是神的一个赏赐。
I find out this is a word from the Lord.
当你在那个事情上，你尽了你自己的力量以后
，When you have spent all your strength,
你会得到一个很大很大的喜乐。
There's a great joy awaiting.
主又常常在这方面呢来教导我。
And in this matter, the Lord had taught me many times.
有的时候那个礼拜五要查经啊。
Before Friday night's Bible study.
啊，我就看知道说要查什么圣经啊。
And I knew the verses and the chapters we need to study.
我就打开圣经呢，读一遍呢，我觉得差不多了，我就要关起来了。
So I opened the Bible and I read the chapter once, and I was about to close the Bible.
主就这里面感动了，你尽了你的全力了吗
？And the Lord asked me, "Have you done all you could?"
我就把圣经打开来。
So I reopened the Bible again.
我一定要尽我的全力。
I got to press on.
如果不尽我的全力的话，将来怎么向主交代呢？
If I don't do all that I could, how can I face the Lord one day?
所以呢，这常常呢就感觉这个事情我一定要尽我的力量把它做好。
I often feel I got to do the best I could.
但是我这样做的时候呢，里面真的很大的喜乐。
And I have done so. There's such a joy in my heart.
弟兄姊妹，你不信你试试看。
Brother and sister, if you don't believe this, try it.
你如果不信，你就试试看。
If you don't believe it, try it.
你下次要有机会有侍奉的时候。
Next time, when you had a chance to serve,
可能是做招待。
Maybe as an usher.
也许是洗碗。
Maybe to wash dishes.
你今天洗碗，你用你所能想到的最好的方法来洗那个碗。
Today, when you wash the dishes, do the best that you could.
你今天做招待，你用你自己所有的智慧来想，我今天怎么样来做好这个招待。
Today, as an usher, use all your wisdom and be the best usher you can.
你今天要教主日学。
Today, you are teaching Sunday school.
你在主的面前，你说主，我用我最大的一个能力和智慧来教这一次的主日学。
And you come to the Lord, you said, Lord, I will use the best of my wisdom and my understanding to teach the Sunday school.
如果你这样做的话
if you have done so,
你就会经历极大的喜乐。
Then you will experience such a joy.
为什么呢？因为你知道有一天你到主见主面的时候，这件事情可以交账。
Because you know one day when you see the Lord, you don't have to be ashamed of this particular matter.
对，在这件事情上，你在主的面前，你可以无愧了。
That in this matter, you do not have to be ashamed.
我很感谢神哈。
I thank the Lord.
他现在就教我这个功课。
Today he's teaching me this lesson.
他没有等到那天在审判台的前呢，才跟我说你没有尽你的全力。
That he did not wait until the day before the judgment seat.To tell me that I did not press on.
我觉得非常感谢主。
I truly thank the Lord.
我也觉得我们今天能够有机会呢，知道神的心意的时候。
Because while we still have the opportunity to know His will,
我们应当起来竭力的追求。
We should all press on toward that goal.
主没有叫我们做我们做不到的事。
He did not ask us to do something that's
impossible. 我们的主绝对不是这样的一个主。
He's not such a God.
但是主要我们到了什么地步呢？就在什么地步行。
But he wants us to do what we have already attained.
如果主给我们一千，我们要照着一千那个地步去行。
If he had given us 1,000, then that's what we need to do.
主给我们两千，我们要按照那个两千那个地步去行。
If it's 2,000, then that's what we do accordingly.
如果主给我们五千，我们要按照那个五千的地步去行。
And if he had given us 5,000, that's how we should conduct our day.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天当中，我们做丈夫的。
The husband.
你有没有尽全力来爱你的妻子？
Are you spending all your energy to love your wife?
你能不能够站在主的那个面前说，我在地上的时候，我尽我所能的来爱我的妻子。
One day before the Lord, can you tell our Lord Jesus that I have loved my wife with all that I could?
不要到那一天了。
Don't wait until that day.
现在开始。
Starting today.
每天晚上睡觉以前。
Before you go to sleep every night.
到主面前说，主啊，今天我在你的面前有没有尽我的能力来爱我的妻子？
Come and ask the Lord. Lord, have I loved my wife with all that I could?
如果没有的话，
If not,
悔改，
then repent.
在悔改在主的面前，
Repent before the Lord.
我们做妻子的，
We as wives,
我们有没有尽我们所能的来顺服我们的弟兄？
Are we doing the best that we could to be obedient to our husband?
你能不能够站在审判的台前，你说主啊，我尽我所能的来顺服我的弟兄。
Can you stand before the judgment seat and say, Lord, I have done all that I could to obey my husband?
如果你不能这样说的话，
If he could not do that,
今天主还给我们机会。
The Lord still gives us time today.
我们要回到主的面前，要悔改，要认罪。
We need to repent before the Lord.
我们做儿女的，
We as children,
我们能不能够在神的审判的台前，
Can you stand before the judgment seat?
你说我在地上的时候，我尽我所能的来顺服我的父母。
And tell the Lord that I have done all that I could and be obedient to my parents.
弟兄姊妹，特别是我们这些高中的孩子，
When the sisters, especially the high schoolers,
你的时间已经不多了，
You don't have much time left.
你在以前的时候可能都不顺服你的父母，
Before, maybe you were disobedient to your parents.
等到你读大学的时候你就离开家里了，
By the time you go to college, you left your house.
你那个时间呢，对你们来讲已经很少很少了。
And time is running short on you.
如果你今天还不能够在神的面前说，我在地上的这些日子，我尽了我的力量来顺服我的父母的话，
If you cannot stand before the judgment seat and tell the Lord that you have obeyed your parents,
Do all you could
to obey your parents.
那今天你还有一点机会。
Then you still have that much opportunity.
如果你是已经是四年级的，
If you are already a senior,
你还有几个月的机会啊。
You have a few months left.
你可能还有最多一年的时间。
Maybe you have one year left.
在这一年里面，你尽你所能的来顺服你的父母。
In this 1 year, do all that you can to obey your parents.
好像有一天你见主的时候，你说我在地上的时候，我尽我所能的顺服我的父母。
So that one day before the judgment seat, you can tell the Lord, I have done all that I could.
我相信我们弟兄姊妹都能够知道怎么样来应用这个原则。
Brothers and sisters, I know you'll know how to apply this principle.
我们当中有弟兄，我们父母已经年长的。
Some of us have parents who are old already.
我们要常常来思想，我们对我们的父母有没有尽我的所能。
We need to think, have I done all I could for my parents?
如果你没有尽你所能的话，
If you have not done all you could,
感谢主还给你有年日。
We thank the Lord that he still gives you time.
如果你的父母还今天还在的话，
If your parents are still alive and well,
你要抓住这个机会，尽你所能的来孝顺他们。
Take hold of that opportunity and do all that you could for your parents.
好叫你到主的面前的时候，你心里面是坦然的。
So that when you go before the Lord, you will be fearless.
弟兄姊妹，有一天我们到主的面前，我们是欢然见主呢？
Brothers and sisters, one day when we come before him, are we going with a joyful heart?
还是我们心里面满了亏欠呢？
Or are we full of shame?
如果我们不愿意带着亏欠的心来见主的话，
If we do not want to see him with a shameful heart,
我们在地上要知道我们的标杆在哪里。
Then on this earth, we need to set a goal.
我们的标杆在哪里？
Where is our goal?
我们的标杆就是神要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
Our goal is to be conformed to the likeness of his son.
我们的标杆就是要建造基督的身体，让基督的身体能够有满足的一个身量。
Our goal is to build on Christ's body so it will attain its full measure, full measure.
好让神的国度能够早日降临。
So that it will bring the kingdom of God.
我们愿意这个旨意成就在我们的身上。
We want this will to be accomplished in our life.
这个就成为我们的冠冕。
This will become our crown.
这就成为我们的奖赏。
This will become our award.
这是神从上头召我们来的一个目的。
This is the purpose for which God had called us.
弟兄姊妹，你愿意把你自己摆在这个神旨意的当中吗？
Brother and sister, are you willing to place yourself in God's will?
在以赛亚书里面，
In Isaiah, it tells us.
那个时候神在那个时候说，有谁可以，我可以差遣谁呢？
At that time, God had posed a question, who can I send?
当一个人有一个旨意的时候，
When there is a will to be done,
他需要有一个人去把那个旨意成就出来。
He needs one person to accomplish that will.
在以赛亚的时候，神说，我可以差遣谁呢？
And the Lord asks, whom shall I send?
有谁可以为我去呢？
And who will go for us?
那个时候我们感谢神有一个以赛亚在那里。
And we praise the Lord for Isaiah.
那以赛亚就说，他说，我主啊，我在这里。
And he said, here am I, send me.
他说，请差遣我。
Send me.
以赛亚说，主啊，我愿意把我自己摆在你的旨意当中。
Isaiah declared that I'm willing to place myself in your will.
弟兄姊妹，你愿不愿意把你自己摆在神旨意的当中？
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to place yourself in God's will?
也许神在你的家的家庭里面，
Maybe it's in your family.
要找一个人，
In your family that he wants to find one person.
能够受他的差遣，
That can be sent for him.
是不是你呢？
Is it you?
也许神要在你工作的地方，
Maybe it's in your workplace.
那找一个人，
that he's looking for one person.
是他可以差遣，
one person that he can send.
会不会是你呢？
Is it you?
也许神在我们聚会的当中，
Maybe it is in this meeting hall.
他要找一些人，他是能够差遣，
that he's looking for someone that he can send.
是不是你呢？
Is it you?
有谁可以为神而去呢？
Who can go for God, for him?
但愿早晨我们当中能够有人说，主啊，我在这里。
We hope that there's someone who will reply here today that here am I, send me.
差遣我吧。
Send me.
差遣我吧。
Send me.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，你把你自己荣耀的旨意要摆在我们的当中。
You have placed your glorious will in the midst of us.
主，我们何等需要你的怜悯。
Lord, how we desire your grace.
因为我们的度量是太小。
For our own capacity is indeed small.
我们没有办法明白你的旨意。
We cannot understand your will fully.
主，我们更不容易进入你的旨意。
It's hard for us to enter into.
主，我们都是一般景象非常硬的人。
We all have stiff neck.
我们需要圣灵的工作。
We need the work of the Holy Spirit.
要求圣灵光照我们的心。
May the Holy Spirit shine its light upon our heart.
让我们看见主，我们真是有一天要来见我们的主。
So that we all see that one day we'll indeed see our Lord.
主啊，求主用你自己的大爱再来吸引我们。
May you draw us with your great love.
主啊，让我们愿意认识基督为至宝。
May we all see to know the greatness of knowing Jesus Christ.
就能够把万事都当作粪土。
So we can consider all to be rubbish.
主，我们求你成为我们的标杆。
Lord, may you become our goal.
主啊，在我们有限的这个了解当中，你来光照我们。
In our limited understanding, Lord, shine your light.
主，我们求你来指示我们。
Lord, may you instruct us.
我们应当怎么样能够竭力往前。
Teach us how to press on toward that goal.
向着标杆直跑。
Press on toward that goal.
主啊，真是需要主的怜悯。
Lord, we need your mercy.
求主保守我们今天所交通的这些话。
Lord, keep the words in your heart.
主啊，兴起那些人愿意受你的差遣。
Rise up that people, that's willing to be sent for you.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.